والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون له الخيرة من أمرهم. ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. بسم الله الرحمن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت وإذا الجبال صيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت
وإذا الجحيم صعرت وإذا الجنة فعلمت نفس ما أحضرت
وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء
وإذا الجحيم صعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما
فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم من يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على محمد وآل محمد اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن، ونجنا من النار بالقرآن، وأدخلنا الجنة بالقرآن، وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان بالقرآن. إلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات، خاصة إلى روح سيدنا أبي عبد الله الحسين وأصحاب الكرام، صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد.
Thank you, brother Habib Ali Zada. If we can give him a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Again, for those who are new, I have a few points to make. First being, please, this is a gum-free zone. We would appreciate if you'd respect that. The next being, if we can put our phones on silent. The third would be, to my right is the male's bathroom. And to my left, past the furthest double doors, is the female's bathroom. With that being said, Haj Hassanin will be our speaker tonight. If we can give him a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي أنزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق ونور عرش أفضل الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيبنا وسيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المجيد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما اكتسبت وعليها ما كسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. I begin in Allah's name, the beneficent, the merciful, and all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this life and considering us worthy to represent Him on this earth, and with all the endowments that He has given us, our intellect, our capacity. And of course, the greatest gift Allah has given us is our limited free will. Let me describe this limited free will so we understand the gravity of the examination. There is no such thing as totality of free will in the created entity. Whatever Allah creates lacks intrinsically total free will. There is no entity in the universe that can possess total free will. The reason is because totality of free will means you dictate your own existence and you dictate your own non-existence, you dictate the form that you exist in, you dictate the time you were born, if you were born, and that's absurd because the time you were born was not a free will argument. Nor can we choose our day of death per se. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decrees it. So we ask the question, is Allah the decree writer? Qada wal qadr, meaning has He decreed our destiny and we are simply actors in the act, in the play, and that God has written the play? Or do we have some level of choice within our destiny? Qadr or qada, meaning predestination and free will. You will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us not with only existence, but He has blessed us with an additional blessing, and that blessing is the blessing of this limited free will. Nothing is more beautiful to the existent being than having autonomy to choose its own destiny. When you and I have been given the opportunity to decide if we want to succeed or we want to fail, it's a great honor. Inna hadaynahu as-sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura. We guided you to the path whether you're grateful or ungrateful. And Allah has created us. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi faj'alnahu sami'an basira. So Allah created us from a clot to test us, and therefore He has endowed us with sight and hearing. Sami'an basira, hearing and sight. Why? Because those are the sensors Allah wants us to use with which to be examined through. This is a great honor. And what I find even more honorable than this, subhanAllah, honestly, I cannot express it more, is the fact that there was nothing I could have done in my non-existence to warrant my existence. But when I did come into existence, I love my existence. And I pray and I wish that I exist forever. For once I come and I recognize the grace of God, then the continuity of that grace is imminent upon me, and I demand that I preserve myself, for that is the grace of Allah. When Allah says, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِ الرَّحْمَةِ, indeed Allah has decreed upon Himself mercy. And He created us, not due to our will, but due to His will. But when He did create, as Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Can you repeat? Allah creates as He wills, and He shapes us in the wombs of our mothers the way He wills. And every creation is beautiful. Allah says, "Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqa." Whatever God creates is beautiful, is good. Fatabarakallah ahsanal khaliqin. Blessed is He who creates everything good. Nothing that Allah creates is evil. Nothing. Not even Iblis is a creation who is evil. Evilness comes into existence when free will is given. If free will is taken, there is no such thing as evil. Evil can only exist under the premise of free will. Otherwise, there is no evil. Earthquakes, tsunamis, any kind of a natural disaster that causes death and destruction is not evil. It's a natural disaster. It's by design. Expansion, contraction, implosion, explosion are physical qualities. But if the intent behind this, as the Prophet says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُكُمْ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So your deeds are predicated by your intentions. And intentions are not possible unless we have the ability to exercise the free will. So when we exercise this free will, this is an extra level of mercy of Allah besides our existence. For there are everything that exists in the universe is a creation of Allah. Some are able to exercise free will, others are not. But I must qualify the following. That every existent being recognizes Allah, including an atom. You see? Because Allah says, everything recognizes Allah. Right? يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Everything in the universe recognizes Allah. يُسَبِّحُ, it does tasbih of Allah. Not by an agency looking at it, but the entity itself recognizes Allah. But you and I have been given this limited free will. Now what is limited? For it is not total free will, and nor is it total predestination. Meaning we are not robots doing the work of God. For that, if that were the case, then we've already established the initial premise that God is all good. He has to be. I can prove it scientifically that God is all good. Evil only exists because of good. It has the potential to exist. Like a lie can only exist when there's the truth. But the truth does not need a lie to exist. The truth is. Good does not need evil to exist. But for evil to exist, it needs good to counter it. Otherwise, evil cannot exist. The basic premise, therefore, is Allah is all good. 100%. And because He is all good, were He to have written a play for you and I to perform, even if it is killing or cheating or lying, were it to be His code, then none of us are evil. None of us. Because our acts are good because the divine maker planned it. And whatever He plans is all good. But now you may say, oh, that's a good idea. I'm exonerated from any sort of accusation, for now I become innocent. But actually, it's a degradation. For when we say that we are not evil because God decreed it, we also have to admit, therefore, there is no real value in us within our own parameters, for we are just a creation like robots, and there's really no value to the robot, but to the maker of the robot. But Allah is merciful to test us, you see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created death and life to test which of you is best in deeds. Why deeds? Because Allah says, I honored you not only with life, but I honor you with choice. So that when you do make the right choice, you honor yourself too. For Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Indeed, we honored the children of Adam. And Allah has made everything. أَلَمْ تَرَوَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not see that we have made the whole universe subservient to you? أَلَمْ تَرَوَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And we made everything a blessing for you, whether you see it or you don't. So God says, I made the universe accessible to you. Subhanallah. The reason I'm speaking this way is when you and I look within us and understand the intrinsic self-value that God has placed upon us within our souls, and the fact that He is so merciful and blessed us with so much good, it behooves us to be nothing but good. It behooves us to be grateful, and it behooves us not to be evil, and not to backbite, and not to be slick with the tongue, and to create fitna, and to do ghibah, and to be fault finding, and to be destructive. When Allah says, how much can I give you? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of my bounties will you belie me for? Allah repeats that 31 times in Surah Ar-Rahman. 31 times. Why repeat it? Because Allah says, mankind tends to forget. فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. Remind them, for reminding is beneficial. Salah is a reminder. Adhan is a reminder. Fasting is a reminder. Dhikr is a reminder. Hijab, this modest dress you sisters wear, is a reminder. Our tongues as men and our demeanor with akhlaq is a reminder. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. Every single day there are signs from your Lord about how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And yet we are bickering, fighting, fault-finding, dissatisfied, self-destructive, suicidal, drug-addicted. The list goes on and on and on. When in fact, this conversation should sink deep into our hearts, that should give us so much strength and hope that no one should dare come and tell us that we are hellbound. No one. وَمَا لِيَ لَأَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Habib Najjar says to the people, وَمَا لِيَ لَأَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. What reason do I have not to worship him when I'm returning to him? وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. We're going back to him. What's wrong with us? It's common sense. This conversation is ironclad. Ironically, we're oblivious of it. Ironically, we're deaf to it. As Allah says, summun bukmun umyun, for whom la yarji'un, deaf, dumb, and blind. That no matter how much we remind them, they seem to turn. وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَعَهَا كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That when you recite the verses to them, they turn away like they have not heard you, as if there's a heaviness in their ears. Then give them the news that there shall be a chastisement for all the grace that God has given us, and you continue to negate it. Every human being on earth will tell you with common sense that nothing is more beautiful than appreciating what we have, even if we don't believe in God. Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. For God has made a calling that if you are grateful, I will give you more. That's the law of nature. You don't have to believe in God to see that. People will tell you it's karma. Positive karma. What goes around comes around. Allah is merciful. He has built it intrinsically within the consciousness that we all realize that positive behavior brings positive results and negative behavior brings negative results. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When you and I, and I'm saying it very sincerely, heart to heart, I'm not up here to impress you. I have no intention to impress you. I am here to impress you about how impressive God and His mercy is. Forget about us. We're conduits. We will vanish. No one will talk about us. I promise you. My own great-grandchildren won't even know my first name. I'm not excited when my name is mentioned. There's nothing about it. But when Allah is mentioned, when Rasulullah is mentioned, when Ahlul Bayt are mentioned, when Quran is mentioned, my God, that's life. Everything else is not life. Well, we must talk about it. For our existence is valuable, while we may belittle ourselves, but incredibly powerful is the gift of God in our own existence. And let's not belittle it. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, don't humiliate yourself with humbleness to the point where people humiliate you. Do not be harsh to them, but do not be so humble that they humiliate you. There is an in-between. بِالْقِسْطِ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Maintain the balance. Don't tip it. So you appreciate yourself. You're not self-destructive. You're honored. You look around and see how much grace and gift God has given me. Bask in it. Jump in it. Talk about it. Shaitan will tell you, no, you're just looking at it too much. You're giving too much credit. It's not so good. This world is not so good. People are not, everything negative. You are not. You are, everything is negation. Seeing the glass is half empty. We must change that. When we commemorate the Shahada of Imam Hussein, if there is one message from Imam Hussein, he's looking at me, he says, don't ever lose hope. Even if there are 30,000 swords on your neck, rise, come, and be unafraid, for raise the banner of God, and maybe God will raise your banner. Look what Allah says to Rasulullah. You and I are busy raising our own banners. Where's my name? Did you put my name here? Did you put my title? See how important I am? Plaster it on the wall somewhere. Put my picture here. But we claim to be Muslims. We claim to do Shahadatain. When did the Prophet do that? When did he promote himself? Allah promoted him. Allah says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا أَنْكَ وَزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. This burden was heavy on you, but we expanded for you your chest so you were able to carry this burden. And we raised your name. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Today, the number one name in the World Book of Records and continues to grow even in the United Kingdom, the very nation that invaded the Muslim lands, the ones that tried to eradicate Islam in Africa and in the Middle East, and they continue to do it until today, where they finance the wrong groups of people to put tyrants, and they sustain leaders who call themselves Khadimul Haramain when they are crooks and thieves and murderers, every single day butchering innocent Yemenis, and we're just bombing them indiscriminately while we choose them to be our leaders. Who do you think finances them? These nations. And in their own nations, the number one name, even in England, the number one male name given to a child in the UK is Muhammad. Salawat ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad. Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. But what's the rule? Allah says, you moved towards me. You honored me. وَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, I will remember you. Allah doesn't need remembrance. What Allah means is you need remembrance. And when you remember, I give you more. That's why, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Many of us are busy trying to promote ourselves and make ourselves famous. We've got such low self-esteem that we feel it's the only way. Whereas Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. It is honor with God, and abasement where God destroys is with Allah. Not with the people, not with this fame in the crowds. The people say, oh, mashallah, such big crowds. I said, we are honored. Let the message of Allah reach billions of people. But do we care about ourselves in the crowd? Shame on us. But Allah says, I've honored you. Take it. But this tongue and this body, what are you using it for? Why do we commemorate Imam Hussein? For this reason. He had every chance. He was the prince in Medina. He had every chance to be very materially successful. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the richest man in Kufa, for example. He was the richest man. He used to make a lot of money. But by the time he reaches home, he has hardly any money. He was a genius when it came to making wealth. Genius. But he wasn't indulgent in it. For he said, this is a tool for something greater. And he gave his whole life. 63 years. Never have I heard a single sentence of our blessed Imam going on vacation. He's constantly struggling. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. O mankind, struggle upon struggle till you meet your Lord. This honor of free will is the conversation tonight. We honor Imam Hussein alayhi salam not because he was a robot who went to Karbala. We honor the shuhada who joined him not because they were forced to be there. No, Imam handpicked them. They were the creme de la creme, as they say. The ultimate, the ones who would not waver 1,000 times. Muslim ibn Awsajah says to Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the night of Ashura, he said, if I am burnt 1,000 times by defending you, my Imam, I will continue to fight it eternally. I will never stop. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Our free will should be honored. Polish it, please. As I mentioned yesterday, the aql should be the one that's matbu, the one that absorbs. Because then the free will starts to work right. We're no longer victims of our friends and our societies. I've seen people slaves of others. What will people think? What will they say? Is my car nice enough? What if it's not nice? What will people say? Drive fancy cars. No one says it's haram. But don't do it to show off. Allah doesn't like it. He says, Allah, you know, Luqman is talking to his son. لا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Don't hit the floor exultingly. God doesn't like somebody who shows. وقصد في مشيك وقضد من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير. Lower your demeanor. Be humble. You can live in palaces the way Sulaiman lived in palaces, but be humble. You don't need people's accolades to rise. God says, your free will is predicated on me. And Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Look at how beautiful this verse is. On that day, your wealth nor your family will help you. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ. There is no benefit. مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except the one who comes with a tranquil heart. You cannot become tranquil in your heart until you evaluate your free will. You understand the mechanism and you align it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you say, my Lord, you created me. And I come back to you. Allah says, when I test them, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. These verses, subhanallah, travel the world. One side of the world, go to the end of the universe. You will. اللهم صل على. So let me describe the power of this free will without being too idealistic. We all have our weaknesses. We're all going to slip sometime. Unless we're chosen by Allah, where Allah gives us this Ruhul Qudus, special knowledge by which to avoid pitfalls, we are going to slip and slide. 100%. Every one of us in this room has made mistakes and committed some level of low-level sin, hopefully not the big ones. So, are we losers? No. Allah says, it's a difficult world. You're going to be tested. Very difficult. It's going to rattle you. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّ وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Can mankind claim to say, I believe, and not be tested? No. We tested those before you, and we will test you. What is your test? Every single day, you and I are tested. What is the answer? How often do we get angry? How often do we lose our temper? How often do we get, vindictive? How often do we become ungrateful? How often do we get angry when we stop praying? How often are we dissatisfied with God's decree? Allah says, all of these are under trial for you. So what about this free will? In brief description tonight, it's the kind where it's limited free will. So a man comes to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said, Yabna Rasulillah, do we have free will? Do we have totality of free will? No free will? What is it? Imam says, it's baini wa bainakum. It's between. It's neither totality nor lack thereof. The man says, explain. I don't understand. He said, lift any foot of yours. Lift one foot off the ground. And he chooses one foot. He said, now lift the other foot without dropping the first one and see if you can stand. He says, I cannot. He says, that's the free will. The first one you raised is your free will. The second one is the destiny. It is the predestination of God. It's in between. So you notice like the world is round, spherical. It's not a choice. Gravity is 9.8 meters per second squared. It's not our choice. We're humans. It's not our choice. Our birth date and time is not our choice. Our gender is not our choice. In general, today we can manipulate a few of those, but at the end of the day, you will notice when it strikes, and you're done. It's decreed. Once it's decreed, you and I cannot change it. We cannot say, I would like to be a fish. You can, but you have to put the contraptions on to act like a fish, but you certainly cannot have gills the way a fish has. So we are limited. So then what is my free will? Is it the color of my eye that God will question me on? Is it my height? Is it my culture? Is it my skin color? Is it my gender? None of these are under trial at all. These are all gifts of God. My free will is a gift of God. But within the parameter of the gift of God is the choices I make willfully to speak the truth or to lie, to be kind or to be unkind, to be generous or to be stingy, to be truthful or to be falsehood. Those are being tested. That's why Allah says we have given you sami'an basira, and we guided you, and your trial on judgment day, even in this world, before the judgment day, is entirely on the quality of your morality when it comes to your honesty and dignity. That's why the Prophet says, innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarimul akhlaq. Indeed, I've been sent to perfect your moral traits, because it's the moral trait that is under examination. Not your nationality, not your skin color, not your strength or prowess, not your beauty or lack thereof, but the choices you make. This is what's really under trial. Now, if you and I understand this, you and I will really realize, wow, I am intensely gifted. If you ever want to punish a person, take their free will away. You cannot do that. Like here right now, my brothers are on the phone in the front. Right? You cannot use the phone. Turn it off. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We need to have a heart-to-heart talk. Inshallah. You know, anything over 2 hours a day leads to depression. I'm sure it's over 2 hours. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Their mind is rich. And Allah says, tackle it, touch it, massage it. Massage their hearts, bring them. اُدْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِدَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. I have never found a child who's not interested in gaining knowledge. I have never found a child who's not curious. I have never found a child who's not attached to truth. But Walt Disney knows how to do it. You say, kids, their attention span? 30 seconds, 3 minutes. Walt Disney is smiling at us. Not with me. 2 hours. They're mine. And this kid is a zombie looking like that. Yes, yes. And then we're complaining. Ya Allah, these kids, they don't listen. Walt Disney says, they listen to me. But they don't have the capacity. Walt Disney says, no, they haven't. Shaitan says, you see how good I am? What's wrong with you? Well, I don't know. Allah says, that's your problem. You're not talking the lingo. But he knows how to talk the lingo. Well, why don't you talk the lingo the right way, which is going to benefit him, not what Donald Duck did. We can't blame them. We need to have cognitive conversations. Engage them. I have seen 9, 10-year-olds, 7-year-olds come and talk to me with such intelligence. I'm stunned. Like, what? Where did you learn this from? Oh, this is my normal. I said, Subhanallah, you amaze me. You know how excited I get when I meet those kind of youth? They give me hope. Like, wow, Allah says here, it's fertile. Work with them. This is the future generation. And they're going to be the future leaders. Let them not fall into these cracks of technology and depression and drugs and chasing illicit opposite genders in bad ways and watching ugly things on the internet. This free will is within us. Let's practice it. In conclusion to this conversation about free will, you and I can choose. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change the affairs of a community until the community changes themselves first. Allah is saying, I have given you enough power. I have guided you enough. I have sent 124,000 prophets to you. I have given you scriptures. I have given you representatives who have died on the altar of truth, and they are conspicuously in front of you as role models to follow. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, Rasulullah, the center of all iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the center of all. What other reason do you have? You have Hussein ibn Ali, Hassan ibn Ali, Zainul Abidin, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, Ja'far al-Sadiq, Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim. Which one? Allah says, every one of them has lived and died for you. What reason do you have not to follow it? So Allah says, I have gifted you too much. But Allah says, I will not interfere now more than what you can do. So when there is tyranny in the world, when tyrants are killing innocent people, we are begging to God, stop this tyrant, stop this tyrant. Ya Allah, stop this tyrant. It's a good prayer. It's good to pray that Ya Allah, stop the tyrant. You know what Allah says? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. When my believers ask you about me, tell them I am near. I reply them when they pray to me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. The last part is brilliant. Therefore, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Let them reply me and believe in me, so that they're rightly guided. Look at the balance of God. He's saying, I created you. I gave you this limited free will. And that's the only thing that's under your trial. Use it wisely. But I answer you. But are you answering me? And you might say, Allah, how do I answer you? Ya Allah, how do I answer you? Allah says, stand up and rise and promote good and forbid evil. And when injustice takes place, do something. When there's poverty, feed it. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The God conscious are the ones who believe in the unseen. They uphold prayer. And whatever we give them in wealth, they spend. This is what God is saying, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And on the highest of altars is Karbala. On the highest of altars are the prophets and the imams. When the prophet says, Hussein numinni wa ana min al Hussein, you know why he says wa ana? There's one thing, without a doubt, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is from the prophet. That's his grandfather. But how is the prophet from Hussein? He says, wa ana min al Hussein. Why is the prophet from Hussein? You would think that he's the grandson. How is the prophet from Imam Hussein? What the prophet is saying is, if not for his free will to have exercised, to rise and to fight against injustice and to put a seal and to stop the tyranny of the world as a role model example for all of humanity till the day of judgment, that will become such a strength and such a force that it will bring down tyrants tomorrow, when Allah says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. It is our desire to make you oppressed, the leaders and the inheritors of this earth. That's why the Prophet says, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْحُسَيْنِ. For if not for Hussein, this deen of Allah would have become a carcass like the other religions. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This verse that I started with is Surah Baqarah, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 286. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. I will continue this conversation tomorrow on how you and I should choose our own destinies. How do we escape these terrible trials and tribulations of the world? How do we strengthen ourselves from the impending storms that keep striking us every single day, with our friends who violate us, with our community that violates us, our nations that violate us, our leaders who violate us. You will notice research shows that the human race is struggling. 8 billion people, close to 8 billion people now, are struggling to find trust. Trust. That's all it is. You go around and see, you'll find if there's one thing that has hurt us the most, it is when our trust was violated. And when our trust was kept, it made us fly. You will notice nothing in the world, in marriage relations, it's trust. When couples trust each other, it's happiness. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. There is peace between the two of you when you get married. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. مَوَدَّة is mutual love. You know what mutual love means? Trust. Give and take. Today, so many marriages are one-sided. Demanding one against the other. Or both sides are demanding impossible demands, which leads to fracture of the family. So we find that we ourselves lack this trust. Our friends backbite us. Our families do not maintain the trust. Sometimes, sadly, even parents. Sometimes children. You know how fracturing that is? It scars the soul. Trust. I'll talk about trust. And you will notice the Holy Prophet was the most trustworthy human being. Hence, he was silent for 40 years. He was born a prophet, but he declared it after 40 years. 40 is a very interesting number mentioned in the Quran. I will discuss it. I'm just giving you an introduction. You will notice maturity sets at 40. And the prophet declares his trust, for there's no whimsical angle. Islam is a religion built on trust. You know what the word Islam means? It means peace. You know what the word Iman means? The root word is amana. You know what it means? It means safety, security. When you have trust, you have safety. When you have safety, you have peace. Islam, the entire religion, is verb angled. It's so pragmatic that when you break down the words, everything in the Quran, everything in the deen of Allah is so uniquely positioned to trigger us in positive ways. But we've ignored it. We've ignored the Quran. You know, the Quran mentions in Surah Al-Qamar 4 times. You know, I cry when I read these verses. I cry because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Indeed, we made Quran easy to remember. Who will pay heed? You know what is the most amazing thing about God's mercy in the free will? Is that He can strike me with a lightning bolt in a split second should I disobey Him. But He doesn't. He reasons with me. He challenges me. He allows me to go astray. But He welcomes me when I'm gone. He constantly invites me. And He waits for me to nurture myself. He can strike me anytime. He even allows me to reject Him. He continues to feed me. He continues to clothe me. He continues to give me my pleasures. And when He talks to me in the Quran, He is welcoming me. Come. Don't you see? إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُ. These are signs. Have you not considered? Have you not considered? Have you not considered? أَلَمْ تَرَوْا. Do you not see? ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Do you not see we strike an example for you? And as I'm reading the Quran, I'm saying, Ya Allah, not only did you give me free will, but you protect it. You nurture it. You don't allow my free will to be hindered. You allow me to go astray. But you offer me so many good reasons to come to you that even my fitrah within me has been hardwired. That when I remember you, I become calm. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Look at what Allah says. I bring tranquility into your heart and I increase your faith upon your faith. For faith needs to increase. When it increases, it becomes firm. When it becomes firm, it becomes indomitable. Meaning it becomes very confident. And depression goes out the window. Fortitude comes in. Long-term vision comes in. Strength comes in. Now when the enemy stands there with a sharp sword and says, I will kill you for you're speaking the truth. You said, come on, I am ready for you. Either I will die or I will kill you. For there is nothing better than to die with dignity than to be living in indignation, as one would say, to become a slave of the evil forces. How do we get that? Even Patrick Henry says, give me liberty or give me death. How do you say that if you don't have that vision and strength? That free will, Allah talks to me in the Quran. The Prophet welcomes me. He never forces me. He never tells me, you must become Muslim or I will behead you. No. He says, if you don't, it's okay. Even an atheist, listen to this conversation. An atheist comes to the Holy Prophet and says, I don't believe in God. A prophet of God who has the authority to be the representative of God on earth has been basically endowed with any power he wishes. But look how humble he is. He says to the atheist, why don't you believe in God? And the atheist says, I didn't see God create. It's a good question. Good answer. The prophet says, if he didn't create, then who did? He said, I don't know. He says, if you don't know, then how do you know God didn't create? And the atheist looks at him and says, oh, I didn't think that way. And the prophet looks at him with hikmah, وَالْمَوْعِدَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنَ. You sound logic. That when you invite people, don't be condescending. Don't belittle them because they say God doesn't exist. Welcome them with a conversation. Allow them that capacity. Let them reject God. Maybe they're rejecting due to their ignorance. Maybe they're rejecting due to their arrogance. Why don't you pacify it? Welcome them by being a good role model. Execute your free will and connect with his free will or her free will and bring them. Have a dialogue. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَنْ لَا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Come, O you people of the book, let's have a dialogue that we worship none other than God. In this verse, Allah says, if they desist, then bear witness you are Muslims. When did God say if they desist, behead them and kill them and condemn them and send them to hell? There's no such thing. The exercise of free will. When you and I really think, and I'll talk more about this, how do you and I take it to that maximum potential? And when the Imam reappears, inshallah. Inshallah soon. Inshallah soon. For this world is filled with inequity. But when he appears, how many of us will join him if he calls us? How many of us? You and I might say, well, I'm Shia of Ali. I'm Muslim. Really? Don't forget, thousands went with Imam Hussein. Hundreds of thousands shut their doors. You know when Zainab alayhi salam entered Kufa? People were beating themselves. Hayhat bin nadilla. Oh, if only this humility would leave us, never come to us. Zainab looks at them and says, now you hit yourself? When my brother called you, hal min nasirin yansuruna, you had a deaf ear. You shut your windows. When Muslim ibn Aqil was abandoned, you all shut your doors on him. How many of us do you think will open the door if the Imam calls us? You think it's easy? You think just like on a whim you stand up and you go? It takes a lot of work, sisters and brothers. It takes daily struggle, constant reflection. For then you cannot be the elite in society. You'll be the run of the mill. You and I want to be the run of the mill? I don't think so. I think we're all potentially elite. All human beings are potentially elite. So I ask, how did those 72 soldiers join Imam Hussein? They were working secretly in their lives every day. And when the opportunity struck, as I mentioned, Ummi Wahab and Abdullah ibn Umair Kalbi, who were Christians, who became Muslims, they meet Imam Hussein while they were traveling. Their paths crossed towards Karbala. And they joined the Imam. Can you and I do that? Can you and I sacrifice our loved one on the battlefield of Karbala and give our loved one in that direction? Can you and I? This is the conversation about the exercise of free will we're talking about. The one that says, I don't care what happens. I have assessed myself. I know the value of God's gift. And he talks to me with such kindness. And he honors me so much. Shame upon me if I don't rise upon that altar and rise to become that banner of goodness. History says, Habib ibn Madar was the same age as Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Habib ibn Madahir was, Asadi was in Kufa. He was known as one of the Shia of Ali. And he was very strong, follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In fact, when Ibn Ziyad came and did a lockdown on Kufa, Habib ibn Madahir was looking for a way to escape to go to Karbala. He was finding, but all the gates were sealed. Nobody was allowed to leave Kufa. In fact, some of the soldiers like Sulaiman ibn Surd al-Khadai, who was also one of the Shia of Ali, who wrote the original letter to Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to Kufa after Muawiyah had died, was immediately put in prison. Ibn Ziyad arrests him and puts him in prison and doesn't allow him to come out until after the event of Karbala. So there were soldiers who were eager, thirsty, dying to go to Karbala, but they were not given the opportunity. Habib ibn Madahir was a contemporary, similar age as Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his 50s. And his beard had turned white. And as you know, it was the sunnah for men to color their beards with henna. Henna? To make them look youthful. For it is recommended, if, especially when you go forward within a period of time, where you want to represent shuja'at. Not to say that those with white beard lack shuja'at. Don't get me wrong. Habib goes to the market and he buys henna. He comes home and he receives a letter from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He says, I am Hussein ibn Ali and I welcome you to Karbala. I await you. Come. Because Habib, from childhood, since he was a baby, used to follow Imam Hussein like a shadow. Wherever Hussein ibn Ali used to go, Habib ibn Madahir used to chase him. It was like an intense brotherly love relationship. They were inseparable. What I'm saying is, you and I can have that. You and I can be like Habib ibn Madahir. You and I can be like Muslim ibn Awsajah. Muslim ibn Awsajah was well in his late years. He was an old man. He was hafiz of Quran. He had memorized the entire Quran. Many huffad were in Karbala. Sadly, on the side of Yazid, also there were some who had memorized the Quran also. Sadly, they memorized but didn't understand its value. Hence, they killed the imam. So be very careful. We may read the Quran. If we do not do tadabbur, tafakkur, tadakkur, and understand its essence, God forbid, when the imam calls us and says, rise, bring justice to humanity, come and let's defuse the tyranny of this world, will you and I join? I want us to question this every single day. When we say, ajjil ala dhuhurik, we say, okay, ajjil. Imam says, are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? So Habib ibn Madahir, as he's reading this letter, tears start to roll. He says, they have cornered my master. They want to kill him. And I cannot remain. His wife was sitting next to him on the table. He takes the henna and trashes it. He says, I don't need this henna anymore. Because this blood will stain my beard now. I'm ready for that. You know, to have that strength to say that. The way Imam Ali alayhi salam used to wake up every morning. After every battle, he'd come to the Prophet crying. He said, how come I did not get Shahada? How come? The Prophet said, my brother, when Shahada comes to you, he put his hand on his head. He said, this will stain this. So be ready. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to wake up every morning and said, I don't know if today this beard will be stained with this. Allah says, فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ إِن زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ. I want us to reflect. I said, Ya Allah, give me the strength to be like Habib ibn Madahir. Ya Allah, give me the strength. Should I live to old age and my blessed Imam reappears at old age, that I be like Muslim ibn Awsajah, who in old age, like Uns ibn Harith Asadi, even if his eyebrows are hanging, he doesn't care, for he loves truth so much that he wants to use his free will in the right direction. so that he elevates himself to high status. His wife looks at Habib and says, Habib, your brother is calling you, go, go. He is calling you. When I read this hadith, I cried for his wife. I said, my Lord, such other women that you honor, who is married in sync, but sending her husband, go. God is calling you, go. How many women would do that? There are women like that. May Allah bless them. The mothers, the sisters, the spouses, the wives who give their loved ones for justice. May Allah preserve them. Habib ibn Madahir arrives. He escapes in the night with his servant. He finds a spot in Kufa and he arrives in Karbala and he greets the Imam. I just wanted to express this very critical point where Habib was so strong. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I want you to bear this into mind, that the battle began at Fajr. Until Dhuhr, the battle was still continuing. You're talking 72 warriors versus 30,000. If you do the math, 30,000 soldiers should annihilate 72 soldiers in less than an hour, in 30 minutes. It's like a whirlwind. Yet from Fajr till Dhuhr, the army still stood. One of the flanks was Habib ibn Madahir. On the right wing was Habib ibn Madahir. On the center wing was Abbas alayhi salam, the brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We'll talk about him inshallah. All of these, why do we talk about them? They are role models. They should live in our hearts. They are our heroes. They are the ones who we name our children after. They are the ones we live and die for. That when we give our children such names, we hope and pray that we rise with that kind of strength. Where Habib ibn Madahir, he was the commander of the right wing and he kept on fighting and fighting. He's in his 50s. Indomitable. Unafraid. And he keeps fighting. And he keeps fighting. Until finally, in the battle, Muslim ibn Awsajah is to his right. Each one is talking. You know what their conversation was? Subhanallah. Are you going to meet the Prophet first or am I going to meet the Prophet first? Are you going to meet him or am I going to meet him? You know the night of Ashura? That was their conversation. They used to do dhikr and said, oh, I wish tomorrow I'm before you. Oh, I wish I'm before you. It happened that Muslim ibn Awsajah went before Habib ibn Madahir. So Muslim was an old man, struck on the ground, bleeding, last minute. Habib ibn Madahir sees him struck. He goes towards him, takes him. He's caressing him. And to me, it's so powerful, those little spots of moment where Habib ibn Madahir is holding Muslim on his lap. Muslim is an old man. And Habib looks at him, says, oh Muslim, how lucky you are to go before me. He said, but before you leave, do you have any wish that I can fulfill? This is on a battlefield, for God's sakes. Yeah, these were true believers. Creme de la creme. With such iman, where they knew where their free will lied, and they were willing, without any fear. You know what Muslim did? History says in his weak body, he was old and weak, his arm was on the floor, he points in that direction and he says to Habib, don't leave him. He's dying. Habib is asking, what's your last wish? He says, don't leave him. Don't abandon. Habib says, give my salam to Rasulullah, for I'm going to see you soon. And Muslim ibn Awsajah breathes his last and becomes Shaheed. Soon after that, Habib is struck, and even he becomes Shaheed. Ala la'natullah ala al-khawm al-zalimeen, wa say'alamu al-ladina zalamu, ayyamun qalamin yanqalimu.
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعل الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين خصوصا سيدي ومولا يا أبا الفضل العباس وأختك زينب وبنتك رقية جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى أبائي في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا وذليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا ويكشف السوء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. My respected sisters and brothers, we will have short latmiyat. Please join us. Salawat Allah Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا وارث آدم صفة الله. السلام عليك يا وارث نوح نبي الله. السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله. السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله. السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله. السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله. السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. السلام عليك يا ابن محمد المصطفى. السلام عليك يا ابن علي المرتضى. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام عليك يا ابن خديجة الكبرى. السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثارين والوتر الموت. أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين. فلعن الله أمة قتلتك ولعن الله أمة ظلمتك ولعن الله أمة سمعت بذلك فرضيت به. يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة، لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها، ولم تلبسك من مذلهمات ثيابها، وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المؤمنين، وأشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الرضي الزكي الهادي المهدي، وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وآلام الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا، وأشهد الله وملائكته وأنبياءه ورسله أني بكم مؤمن وبإيامكم موقن بشرائع ديني وخواتيم عملي وقلبي لقلبكم سلم وأمري لأمركم متبع صلوات الله عليكم وعلى أرواحكم وعلى أجسادكم وعلى أجسامكم وعلى شاهدكم وعلى غائبكم وعلى ظاهركم وعلى باطنكم بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله، بأبي أنت وأمي يا أبا عبد الله، لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع السماوات والأرض، فلعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتهيأت لقتالك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله. قصدت حرمك وأتيت إلى مشهدك، أسأل الله بالشأن الذي لك عنده وبالمحل الذي لك لدي أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد، وأن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. كربلاء Why do you hold such memories? Ashura, always full of mysteries. Ashura, always full of mysteries. Karbala, why do you hold such memories? Ashura, always full of mysteries. Ashura, always full of mysteries. Our new year starts with morning. Muharram is our beginning. The seasons, these are flowing. Our Imam, we are condoling. Our New Year starts with morning. Muharram is a beginning. The seasons, these are flowing. Our Imam, we are condoling. Karbala, why do you hold such memories? Ashura, always full of mysteries. Ashura, always full of mysteries. Karbala, why do you hold such memories? Ashura, always full of mysteries. Ashura, always full of mysteries.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. With that, our program ends for the night. We're going to have pizza, refreshments, and frozen yogurt in the cafeteria over there. If you guys can just make sure you don't leave any of your trash behind.